Today, Arab nations expressed their opposition to any war against Iraq. At a meeting in Egypt, the Arab League called on member states not to participate if war should occur. NPR's Michael Sullivan has that story from Sharm el-Sheikh.
Arab leaders came to this seaside resort hoping for a show of unity. Instead, today's meeting only served to illustrate the deep divisions among the 22-nation Arab League, several of whose members are U.S. allies in the region. Syria's President Bashar Assad said the U.S. was the problem, not Iraq. The leader of the longtime U.S. foe said America was interested in Iraq's oil and had designs on the rest of the region as well. "We are all targets," he said. Saudi Arabia's representative, Crown Prince Abdullah, got into a heated exchange with Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, who accused Saudi Arabia of doing a deal with the devil by allowing U.S. troops into Saudi Arabia during the 1991 Gulf War. A visibly angry Crown Prince Abdullah responded by repeatedly pointing his finger at Gaddafi and telling him to mind his own business. The Crown Prince then walked out of the session. With that, Egypt Television's live broadcast of the summit went black. Later, however, Crown Prince Abdullah was persuaded to return for the final declaration and the transmission resumed. Another division emerged when the United Arab Emirates proposed that Saddam Hussein and his top leadership step down and accept exile in a bid to avoid war. It was the first time an Arab country had publicly called for Saddam's removal. There was no mention of the UAE's proposal in the final communique. Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa sidestepped the issue, speaking to reporters after the summit ended.
"We are committed to Security Council resolutions. Security Council resolutions stress the point of disarmament and dealing with weapons of mass destruction. We are not concerned with the change of regimes. This is not our job."
Nonetheless, some analysts here say the Emirates' proposal brought into the open what many Arab leaders have been saying privately for weeks now, that Saddam has to go if war is to be stopped. Iraqi officials said after the meeting ended, however, that Saddam has no intention of leaving. In the end, the final communique rejected a war as a threat to Arab national security, emphasizing the need to resolve the crisis peacefully. It called for giving UN weapons inspectors more time to complete their mission and urged Arab League nations to refrain from participating in any military action launched against Iraq. Syria and Iraq had hoped to persuade the leaders to adopt tougher language, calling on member states hosting U.S. forces to tell those forces to leave. Instead, the ambiguous language of the resolution provides cover for U.S. allies such as Kuwait, Bahrain, and Qatar to allow their countries to be used as jumping-off points for any U.S.-led attack, as long as their own forces do not take part. Privately, many Arab League leaders accept that war is inevitable. Others believe it may still be avoided, but in the end, Arab leaders know what Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak said last month. If the U.S. wants to attack, there's nothing the Arab League can do to stop it. But today's summit will at least enable the Arab leaders to return home and tell their people that they've done their best to try to avoid war. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Sharm el-Sheikh.